This is LaJean and Valora Cole from LaJean and Valora Cole Ministries. We host an amazing show called Prophetic Moments with LaJean and Valora on the Charisma Podcast Network. Did you know that for 40 years, Charisma Magazine has been covering the charismatic and Pentecostal movement?
Would you rather read a book or listen to it? We like having the choice of both. Now you can not only read Charisma in print or online, but you can also listen to this great magazine. LaJean and I downloaded the Charisma Media audio app so that we have access at all times.
So join us by downloading the Charisma Media audio app today and sign up for your free 10-day trial at charismamediaaudio.com. That's charismamediaaudio.com.
This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. $102 million people watched the Kansas City Chiefs play the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54, making it the 10th highest viewed Super Bowl in TV history and a ratings increase from last year. But the game's outcome may have more prophetic significance, according to at least one Christian leader. Find out more after this break.
Do you want to unlock your purpose by connecting to God's Word in such a way that you feel the Holy Spirit guide your every step? As women, we can put the brakes on our spiritual journey because of our busy schedules. This is why Treasured Ministries helps women from all over the world learn how to cultivate a deeper connection with the Word of God, regardless of their schedule. Women need to feel the Holy Spirit lead them through every season on their faith journey, every day. Don't wait another day to unlock what God has for you. To learn more, go to tmin.live/home. Again, that's tmin.live/home.
On February 2nd, the Kansas City Chiefs defeated the San Francisco 49ers in Super Bowl 54 by a score of 31-20. Now Sean Bowles says it's time to see whether a longtime prophetic word from the late prophetic minister Bob Jones will come to pass. Following the Chiefs' win, Bowles wrote on Instagram, "I'm not sure what it means when Bob Jones said, when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, revival is going to break out, but I sure am excited. We haven't been able to find any recordings of him saying this, but he said it often to us. He often prophesied about sports teams in prophetic symbolism. He said when the Chiefs win, God is raising up his apostolic chiefs around the nation, and one time he said nations." In comments beneath the post, Bowles said Jones had made these claims in 2003 to 2005. This was not the first time Bowles mentioned this prophecy. On January 19th, prior to the AFC Championship game, in which the Chiefs played against the Tennessee Titans, Bowles wrote on Facebook, "Bob Jones had heard from God that the Chiefs would go to the Super Bowl and win it. He shared that when they won, it would be a sign of upcoming and end-time revival. He explained that God is raising up his Chiefs to be apostolic leaders in many spheres of influence. Today, if you follow football, you will see that the Chiefs had their first chance for 50 years as they are going to the Super Bowl. This could be the time. Let's pray." The image attached to the Facebook post was captioned, "Bob Jones told me at least 10 times when the Chiefs win the Super Bowl, you will know that revival is about to come. God is raising up his apostolic chiefs." Will this prophetic word come to pass? Hard to say, and only time will tell. But whether it happens or not, continue to pray for revival to come and for God to reach the hearts of people around the world. And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com or listen to Sean Bowles' podcast Exploring the Prophetic at cpnshows.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.